This program is going to consist of overtures. The modern meaning of the word is, of course, something that precedes something else. For instance, the opening movement of an opera or Broadway show or whatever. This is how things started off. In the time of King Louis XIV of France, it was a ceremonial promenade to an evening of dance during which the king would make his entrance. Of course, if new music had been written for the occasion, the overture would be the opening movement of the set of dancers. According to Wikipedia, the French word overture literally means opening. Later on, during the time of Beethoven and after, an overture began to be a single movement work that had some literary foundation, a piece about a person or a scene or a story or some such inspiration from outside the realm of pure music. But first, we start with some famous overtures from Mozart, Bach, and Handel. This is the overture to Handel's famous water music. Handel actually used to work for the Elector of Hanover, who was a nobleman in Germany, and he took leave from his job there saying that he would like to travel in Italy and listen to some of the music and maybe bring some of that back home. And the Elector said, "Go, fine." And Handel went over to Italy and he had a great old time, and he had various competitions with Italian musicians like the Scarlattis, and he was so fantastic in his performance at the harpsichord that the Scarlattis just backed out and said, "Okay, guy, you win." So anyway, Handel went over to England and all the music that he had heard in Italy, and he started writing music for the British in the Italian style. And he was so good that he stayed longer and longer and longer. And then, to his complete consternation, the old Elector, his boss from Hanover, was made King George of England and came over, and all of a sudden Handel found that the King of England was the fellow from whom he had taken leave and not gone back. So anyway, Handel one time hearing that the King was going to have a picnic on the banks of the Thames, he put his musicians on barges and went down the river playing some fabulous music, and the music was supposedly so good that Handel was forgiven and went back in the king's good graces. Anyway, this is the music that Handel composed for that occasion, the water music, and this is the overture. I am quite sincerely, I am taking the position that famous pieces of music are famous for a reason. So I am trying to squeeze in as many well-known classics as I can, and if you start recognizing tunes from the classical repertoire as a result of listening to this program, I think I have succeeded. Wrote four grand suites for orchestra to be played when he was a court musician at Weimar. Weimar is a famous German town where Liszt was a composer as well as Wagner, and from where the Weimaraner breed of dog originates. Anyway, this is the introduction to the first of these four suites and is one of my favorite movements. Just for fun, here is a couple of bars of this piece played by Yehudi Menuhin from the early 60s, and it's played at a very leisurely pace with a small orchestra of modern instruments. This is a recording of the Suite Number 1 in C major, the overture by the Academy for Alte Musik, a specialist baroque orchestra from Berlin. Thank you. Well, the Christmas season is approaching and Messiah is a favorite at holiday time. This is the Overture to Messiah by Handel. You're probably going to be seeing or hearing the similarity in all these three pieces. They all have those dotted rhythms that start up the overture. Thank you. these overtures always started with a kind of a big, grand opening section, and then there is a kind of a fugue. It's not really a fugue, but it's a section with a lot of imitative contrapuntal writing, and then it goes back into the broad, grand ending. That was the London Philharmonic, conducted by John Aldiss. The Marriage of Figaro has this mad racing overture that is instantly recognizable. We are told that Mozart dashed this off in a few minutes the day before opening night. Can you imagine? Furthermore, the opera overture has absolutely no relationship to the opera itself, musically nothing. Not a single musical motif from the opera is present in it. Still, it's one of the most famous overtures ever written.